Faith comes through the promises, April 27. Faith not feeling. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The truths of the word of God meet man's great practical necessity, the conversion of the soul through faith. These grand principles are not to be thought too pure and holy to be brought into the daily life. They are truths which reach to heaven and compass eternity, yet their vital influence is to be woven into human experience. They are to permeate all the great things and all the little things of life. How far we come from representing the character of Christ. But we must lay hold of His merits by living faith, and claim Him as our Savior. He died on Calvary to save us. Each should make it a personal work between God and his own soul, as though there were no one in the world but himself. When we exercise personal faith, our hearts will not be as cold as an iron wedge. We shall be able to realize what is meant by the psalmist when he says, "Blessed is he, whose sin is covered." God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. He bids us taste and see that the Lord is good. He declares, "Ask, and ye shall receive." His promises will be fulfilled. They have never failed, they never can fail. Our Savior wants you to keep in close relation to Himself, that He may make you happy. When Christ lets His blessing rest upon us, we should offer thanksgiving and praise to His dear name. But, you say, if I could only know that He is my Savior. Well, what kind of evidence do you want? Do you want a special feeling or emotion to prove that Christ is yours? Is this more reliable than pure faith in God's promises? Would it not be better to take the blessed promises of God and apply them to yourself, bearing your whole weight upon them? This is faith.